can be quite difficult for a mom to let go of her kids as they reach adulthood and start to make a life of their own. But what if you're the child whose mom is having a hard time releasing you from her care? How do you let her know that you need to be independent of her in a respectful way? We believe we can help, so stay tuned for the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a heartfelt question from an adult child who needs his own independence. He asks, "Now that I'm in my mid-20s, how can I help my mom understand I'm not a child anymore? I'm the youngest of three. Because of my position in the family birth order, my mom seems unwilling or unable to recognize that I'm an adult now. Is there anything I can do?" Your problem is probably more common than you suppose. Many parents have difficulty letting go or allowing the child to separate from the parent-child relationship and move ahead into full adulthood. You can take an important step in the direction of resolving the conflict simply by making an effort to understand your mother's viewpoint. Precisely what is it that might be motivating her to hang on to your childhood so tenaciously? We can't give you a direct answer to your question without knowing much more about your situation, but we can tell you that it's often a huge issue in families where the parents have a history of marital conflict or have grown apart in the recent past. The empty nest years seem especially threatening to a woman who feels disconnected from her husband and who, as a result, has been pouring all her emotional energy into her children. This is just one of several situations that can account for a parent's unwillingness to release his or her child. You know your mother, so you have a much better idea of the reasons for her behavior than we do. The point here is that it helps to try to see things from her perspective. If your mother refuses to let go, you'll need to start establishing healthy boundaries. This will require a degree of assertiveness on your part. As gently and lovingly as possible, let your mom know that you love her, but that as a young adult in your mid-20s, you need to start establishing more emotional independence. She may feel rejected and hurt by this, but it is important for her to understand that it's just a normal part of a child's growth and maturation process. Meanwhile, make sure that you're not enabling your mother to keep you in a childlike role. If you count on your parents for financial support or allow your mother to do your laundry every weekend, you are contributing to the problem. If you're still living at home, this would be a good time to think about moving out and getting your own apartment. Once out on your own, remember that there are a number of things you can do on your end to keep your relationship with your mom as healthy as possible. Here are just a few suggestions to keep in mind. Always tell the truth. Keep the lines of communication open. Be sensitive to your mom's feelings. Respect your mother, despite differences in opinions. Don't hold on to the past or judge your mom's decisions. We all make mistakes, and each slip-up provides an opportunity for a life lesson. Don't play the blame game. Blame is seldom necessary, and it's often unhelpful. Decide that your relationship with your mother is more important than most disagreements. We hope that these thoughts have been helpful. However, if you feel as though you could learn more about establishing boundaries, look out for a phenomenal book called Boundaries at safamily.co.za. It will show you how to bring new health to your relationships. You'll discover firsthand how to reclaim your freedom to walk as the loving, giving, fulfilled individual God created you to be. You can find the independence you seek. Just be sure to show respect and love along the way. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.